Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore The Hidden Habits of Genius by Craig Wright. Published in 2020, this compelling book delves into the unique traits that distinguish geniuses across history, from the inventors of ancient Greece to the cultural pioneers of modern Japan. Craig Wright, a professor of music at Yale University, leverages his deep insight from teaching the popular course, Exploring the Nature of Genius, to investigate the complex tapestry of genius. Through engaging narratives of legendary creatives and disruptors, Wright demystifies the qualities that contribute to extraordinary minds. This book is an essential read for anyone intrigued by the mechanics of genius, whether you are a budding genius eager to harness your potential, a student of human nature curious about what makes geniuses tick, or someone simply looking to enhance their creative skills. Join us as we uncover the behaviors and thought patterns that are common among some of the most exceptional individuals in history. The Hidden Habits of Genius, Beyond Talent, IQ, and Grit, Unlocking the Secrets of Greatness. Introduction. Exploring the Mindset of a Genius. What truly separates the great minds like Michelangelo, Shakespeare, Toni Morrison, and Mary Shelley from the rest of us? Often, we use the term genius to label their extraordinary capabilities, but the essence of this concept extends far beyond mere intellect or talent. What if we could distill the essence of what makes these individuals stand out? By examining the lives of iconic figures such as Leonardo da Vinci and Albert Einstein, we uncover a pattern of habits and traits that are commonly shared among geniuses. This exploration will not only provide a deeper understanding of what makes a genius, but also offer practical insights that, while not turning us into geniuses overnight, could enhance our own potential in surprising ways. From this analysis, you'll discover intriguing facts such as the eclectic items on Leonardo da Vinci's infamous to-do list, the reasons why Vladimir Nabokov preferred to jot down his thoughts in a parked car, and the identity of the young author who crafted a timeless literary work during her teenage years. Join us as we unravel these mysteries, drawing closer to understanding the profound nature of genius. Part 1. Embracing the Wonder of a Youthful Perspective. Imagine a world where the ghastly creature of Dr. Frankenstein lurks, a creation from the youthful mind of Mary Shelley, who penned Frankenstein at the tender age of 19. What's even more remarkable is that the genesis of this iconic novel began a year prior, stemmed from a playful challenge among literary aficionados, including her future husband Percy Shelley and the illustrious Lord Byron. The bet? To conceive the most terrifying tale. Little did they know, a classic was in the making. This phenomenon of youthful creativity doesn't just point to the brilliance of Mary Shelley, but also underscores an important principle: the power of maintaining a childlike lens on the world. Indeed, Mary Shelley's proximity to her own adolescence may have fueled her genius, enabling a freshness of vision that perhaps eludes more seasoned minds. This brings us to an illuminating insight. Sometimes, genius means looking at the world through the eyes of a child. This concept isn't limited to literary figures. Consider Pablo Picasso, a maestro who painted well into his old age, yet consistently sought to capture the world with the unfiltered curiosity of a child. Early in life, Picasso mastered the technical aspects of art under his father's tutelage. However, true innovation came when he decided to become young again, embracing simplicity and spontaneity in his art, characterized by bold, expressive lines and vibrant colors. Picasso's journey highlights a profound truth echoed in Mary Shelley's adolescent creativity. Embracing a youthful mindset can be a gateway to genius. Both figures exemplified how a fresh, untainted perspective often yields the purest form of creative expression. In celebrating the genius of figures like Shelley and Picasso, we are reminded of the value in preserving a sense of wonder and curiosity throughout life. Perhaps the real key to unlocking genius is not just advanced knowledge or technical skill, but the ability to see the world with the eyes of a child, open, curious, and unburdened by convention. Part 2: Unlocking Your Inner Genius Through Curiosity. When we think of a genius, names like Einstein and Shakespeare often come to mind. But let's consider Leonardo da Vinci, a quintessential figure of the Renaissance, who not only dabbled in but mastered various disciplines from painting to engineering and anatomy to architecture. Leonardo's profound impact and remarkable achievements beg a question. How did someone without a formal prestigious education, we're talking no Latin or Greek, considered essential at the time, reach such extraordinary heights? The secret, it appears, was his insatiable curiosity. Here's the key insight. Cultivate a strong sense of curiosity. Imagine Leonardo in Renaissance Milan. His to-do list might astonish most of us. It wouldn't just include artistic endeavors, but tasks ranging from urban planning calculations, exploring architectural books, to intense scientific inquiries and engineering problems like repairing canal locks or understanding the mechanics of a crossbow. This unrelenting curiosity wasn't just about gathering random knowledge. Each query, each exploration was a building block in what would become the foundation of his genius. He wasn't just interested in learning, he was devoted to understanding the very fabric of the world around him. So, what can we learn from Leonardo's example? Embrace curiosity in your daily life. It doesn't mean striving to match his genius, but fostering a mindset open to exploring new ideas and experiences. Explore a new city without a map. Pick up a book on a subject outside your comfort zone, or start a new hobby that challenges your perspective. Curiosity, in essence, doesn't just enrich your mind, it transforms the way you interact with the world, opening doors to new possibilities and perspectives. By adopting this mentality, we might not become the next Da Vinci, but we enhance our lives, making them richer and infinitely more interesting. This is the essence of living a genius-like life, rooted in eternal curiosity and ceaselessness to understand and experience the world in its full glory. Part 3: The Art of Deep Focus in a Genius's Work. As we further delve into the life of Leonardo da Vinci, it's clear that his insatiable curiosity wasn't the only factor behind his legendary status. Another critical component was his exceptional ability to concentrate deeply on his endeavors. This was no ordinary focus. It was the kind that forged masterpieces like The Last Supper and the Mona Lisa. Consider the painstaking approach Leonardo took with his art. He was known to ponder minute details for weeks, be it a subtle fold in the fabric or the precise fall of light on a subject. This method wasn't about perfectionism alone, it was about giving the task undivided attention to allow the full flourish of his creative genius. Here lies an essential insight. Give your work your complete attention. This profound dedication to focus isn't unique to Leonardo. Take Albert Einstein, for instance. Picture him, deep in thought, developing theories that would reshape our understanding of the universe. Despite common images of him secluded in a quiet study, Einstein's capacity to concentrate was extraordinarily adaptable. He could maintain his focus amidst any environment, even the domestic chaos of early fatherhood. Yet, every genius has their own style of cultivating concentration. While Einstein thrived amidst disorder, others, like the Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy, sought solitude, often locking himself away to write. Similarly, Vladimir Nabokov found his creative sanctuary in the back seat of a parked car, claiming it as the perfect draft-free zone with no distracting noises. Whether naturally adept like Einstein or requiring controlled environments like Nabokov, these geniuses knew that deep, uninterrupted focus was pivotal. They understood that the quality of attention they brought to their work could elevate their output from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Embracing this practice can profoundly impact our productivity and creative expression. By fostering an environment that enhances our concentration and committing wholeheartedly to our pursuits, we tap into a more profound potential, much like the geniuses who've walked before us. Part 4. Embracing innovation by challenging norms. When Andy Warhol set foot in New York to begin his career as a commercial graphic artist, he was immediately struck by a stark contradiction. The art displayed in the galleries seemed detached from the pulsating commercial life of the city bustling around him. This disparity between artistic expression and the city's commercial ethos was glaring to Warhead, but rather than conform to the prevailing art scene norms, he chose to chart a different course. Here's an enduring lesson from Warhol's approach: dare to break the rules. Warhol's canvases didn't feature traditional subjects, but rather icons of consumerism like Coca-Cola bottles and Campbell's soup cans. This audacious shift not only redefined his artistic path, but also carved him a niche in the annals of 20th century art history. By challenging the norm and embracing the real elements of his environment, Warhol transformed everyday commercial items into high art, illustrating a profound narrative about American culture. Warhol wasn't alone in his penchant for breaking rules. Consider Martin Luther, a figure who radically transformed the religious landscape of his time. In 1517, Luther, a once devout monk, pinned his 95 Theses to the door of a German church, vehemently criticizing the Catholic Church's practices. This act of defiance was not just a scholarly objection, but a clarion call that led to the Reformation, a movement that would forever alter the course of Western religion and thought. Luther's actions disrupted centuries of religious tradition, laying the foundations for Protestantism and reshaping Christian doctrine in profound ways. His willingness to confront established authority effectively challenged the status quo, setting the stage for monumental shifts in church and societal structures. The common thread connecting geniuses like Warhol and Luther is their fearless defiance of established rules. Their stories teach us that true innovation often requires disrupting the conventional, pushing boundaries, and occasionally fostering a bit of unease. These rule breakers force us to reconsider our perspectives and challenge the authenticity of accepted norms. In essence, the ability to envision and enact change, to step beyond the comfort of the known, lies at the heart of genius. It's a reminder that sometimes, to make a significant impact, one must be willing to disrupt the norm and forge a novel path. Part 5. Transforming vulnerabilities into artistic strength. The link between genius and mental struggles is a theme deeply entrenched in history, tracing back to ancient times. Aristotle famously remarked that there is no great genius without a touch of madness, a sentiment echoed centuries later by the English poet John Dryden, who claimed, "Great wits are sure to madness near allied." This notion proposes that the line between brilliant creativity and mental turmoil is incredibly thin. But what can we learn from those extraordinary individuals who have managed to channel their mental challenges into astonishing creative expression? Here's a profound takeaway. Geniuses can turn a weakness into a source of creativity. This connection between creativity and mental distress isn't merely anecdotal, but is supported by research. For instance, studies of prominent British writers and artists reveal that poets, more than their peers in other creative fields, are significantly more likely to suffer from mood disorders. Remarkably, poets were found to be 30 times more likely to experience manic depressive illness compared to the general population. But rather than letting these challenges hinder their creativity, many geniuses have leveraged their personal struggles as catalysts for their artistry. Take Yayoi Kusama, a Japanese artist whose life and work provide a powerful example of this phenomenon. In her 90s, Kusama voluntarily lives in a psychiatric hospital and works in her studio just across the street. She engages deeply with her mental health struggles, describing her output as psychosomatic art. Through her creations, Kusama seeks not just to manage, but to transmute her mental difficulties into visual expressions, stating that her artistic endeavors are attempts to cure her disease. Her approach offers a lesson in resilience and innovation. For many geniuses, the roadblocks posed by mental health conditions are not merely obstacles, but are transformed into unique sources of creative energy. By viewing their difficulties through the lens of opportunity, they manage to not only navigate their challenges, but also to redefine the boundaries of their craft. In essence, the ability to transform personal vulnerabilities into compelling creative strengths is a hallmark of many who are considered geniuses. Their experiences remind us that sometimes the most profound creativity arises not in spite of, but because of the difficulties one faces. Part 6. The Genius of Unwinding. Often, your most illuminative ideas don't strike while you're buried in emails or glued to your desk. Instead, they tend to surface when you're least engaged with your work tasks, perhaps during a shower, a leisurely walk, or amidst the nebulous realms of a dream. While the importance of focus and deep concentration, like Isaac Newton's legendary contemplative sessions that led to monumental breakthroughs in physics, is undeniable, there's another equally crucial element to fostering genius: relaxation. This brings us to a vital insight. Make time for relaxation. The art of stepping away from work and allowing the mind to wander is not just beneficial, but necessary for creative insights. History is replete with geniuses who embraced leisure and relaxation to fuel their creativity. For instance, the peripatetic philosophers in ancient Greece, who followed Aristotle, famously discussed complex ideas while ambling leisurely around their school's grounds. In more recent times, Charles Dickens would reportedly walk up to 15 miles a day, especially when engrossed in composing novels like A Christmas Carol. But beyond physical activities like walking, there is another profound form of relaxation: sleep, especially the rapid eye movement, REM phase. During REM sleep, while parts of the prefrontal cortex dial down, those associated with logical thought, areas linked to memory, emotion, and imagery intensify their activity. This state not only results in dreams, but has also been a wellspring of creativity for many. Iconic figures such as Salvador Dali and Paul McCartney of the Beatles have credited some of their most creative ideas to insights gained from dreams. The lesson here extends beyond the lives of recognized geniuses. It suggests that a blend of intense focus and complete relaxation can foster innovative thinking and creativity. The cycles of hard work should ideally be interspersed with periods of rest and disengagement to allow for the subconscious mind to process and create. This balance is not just beneficial but essential for anyone looking to enhance their creative output and quality of thought. Final summary. Throughout history, the intricacies of genius have captivated us, showcasing a variety of unique traits and habits that transcend cultures and time periods. The lives of remarkable geniuses like Leonardo da Vinci, Albert Einstein, and Mary Shelley reveal common threads that are integral to their unprecedented achievements. The core principle underlying these insights is a remarkable blend of deep, unwavering concentration paired with the ability to embrace periods of relaxation and unstructured thought, allowing for a flow of creativity. Moreover, geniuses have a knack for transforming personal challenges and perceived weaknesses into powerful drivers of their creative output. They innovate by breaking away from established norms, challenging traditional rules, and thus reshaping their fields. Additionally, a hallmark of genius is the maintenance of a childlike wonder and perspective, coupled with a relentless curiosity. This perpetual quest for knowledge and understanding fuels their continuous pursuit of growth and self-improvement. Understanding these patterns not only offers us a glimpse into the minds of some of the world's most influential figures, but also serves as a guide for nurturing our own potential for creativity and innovation. By adopting similar habits, fostering intense focus, allowing time for rest, challenging conventional norms, and nurturing a boundless curiosity, we too can work towards unlocking our own genius. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.